The landmark treaty banning landmines, that's known as the Ottawa Convention, came into force in 1999 and has the support of 162 states. This includes most of the states that at one time used, stockpiled, produced or transferred anti-personnel mines. In 2014, signatories to the convention committed to ensuring that by 2025 there would be no new mine victims in areas they controlled and that survivors could participate equally in society. It's these commitments that former UN Chief Kofi Annan highlighted at the first international pledging conference for the implementation of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention in Geneva.
Landmines and the explosive remnants of war are still a pernicious threat in many parts of the world. The unimaginable hurt, suffering they cause is most often visited upon women, children and the innocent. Their silent legacy of death and injury haunts societies long after the conflict has ended.
The pledging conference in Geneva illustrates the growing reach of the Ottawa Landmines Convention. No less than 85 states have already destroyed their landmine stockpiles, nearly 50 million in total. Nonetheless, more than 60 states and areas still have land to make safe. The issue received a boost in December last year when the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution urging all states to support mine-affected areas with reliable and predictable funding. For Michael Muller, head of the UN in Geneva, every pledge that's made at the conference will be useful and help to secure long-term, sustainable progress. He said that important headway had been made by states in destroying stockpiles, mine clearing and victim assistance, but even more needs to be done.
Development cannot be achieved unless the problem of landmines and explosive ordnances is resolved. Explosive remnants of war prevent farmers from cultivating their land and deprive people of their livelihoods. They prevent hospitals from being rebuilt and children from reaching their schools safely.
Demining remains a key priority for the United Nations, Michael Muller said, before adding that the UN stands ready to play its part in the dialogue between states, international organisations and civil society to achieve a mine-free world. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.